Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
So maybe you're feeling some guilt because you're just maybe a little bit happy or maybe a lot happy that your friend got dumped.
Well, yeah. So my friend's going through a breakup. And when she called me up to tell me, instead of being like, oh, my God, I'm so sad, my knee-jerk reaction was, yes!
You didn't like the dude or?
No, the thing is with this particular relationship, and I tell my friends this over and over, I will be as excited about the guy as you are, if not more. And so when my friends are dating guys that they're just kind of dating for the sake of dating, they just don't want to be alone, or maybe it's just kind of fun to have somebody around, I'm just not going to get super invested because I know you've literally told me this guy is here for a short time, not a long time. And so that was the case with this particular relationship. But then I was kind of doing a little bit of a backtrack of like, yes, I have responded this way every single time I have found out my friends are going through a breakup. Now, obviously, like if it's something really traumatic and like sad, I have the emotional capacity sometimes to be able to like hold their hand through this and not be like a total a-hole. But like deep down, I've always found myself being really happy and excited for when their relationships have come to an end. And I've been kind of doing like this deep dive as to why that is. Am I bitter that I'm single? What's going on here? Like, I really need to do some inner work here. So I was scrolling through my TikTok For You page, and this woman was talking about what it's like for single women when their friends get into relationships. And I really felt like she put it in perfect words of how it is really challenging for somebody else who is very important to you for you to become a lesser part of their life.
You're nobody's priority. All your community and your friends and your family do care about you. You're not first on anyone's list. If you've had it before, you understand how lonely this realization is. The thing I observe and grieve most about my singleness is the absence of a container or a buffer in my life and the presence of it in the lives of my friends who are partners. Instead of needing each other reciprocally, when my friends become partnered, they need me less than I need them. My challenges are my own to weather, my problems are my own to solve, and I don't come home to someone who gives a shit about any of it.
So basically what she's describing is how single women are pretty, or single men, anybody who's out here without a partner, you're doing life alone. And the most important people in your life, other than your family, obviously, if you're lucky enough to have a good relationship with them, the most important people that you call up at the end of the day, if I have a big win here on the show or if something bad happens, I call up my friends. And I'm able to do that because if they're also single, I'm also kind of at an equal importance in their life. But the problem is when your friends get into a relationship, their priorities start to shift and you start becoming a less important part of their life naturally. Because that's how it goes. Like if somebody is in a committed relationship, it's only a natural, normal progression of life for them to make them a bigger priority. But then it kind of sucks for you because your life didn't change, theirs did. And now all of a sudden you've got to kind of reshift how you handle life's wins and losses because that person isn't in the same ranking, if you will, in the same hierarchy of like prioritization. Mm-hmm. And so hearing somebody else talk about it in that way in like very intelligent terms, I was like, oh my gosh, that just really resonated with me because I do feel like such an a-hole when I'm excited for my friends to kind of reprioritize me. Because when they want to go on a vacation, they're going to call up their boyfriend. When something happens in their life, they call up their boyfriend. But now they get to call up me and I get to be a bigger part of their life and feel more important, which sounds so shallow. But I miss it when they get into relationships.
Where are you at with this?
Probably. It's funny. I was thinking to myself, I might be the complete opposite. Because, I mean, there have been times in my life when I was somewhat happy that a friend was going through a breakup because I knew that that relationship was toxic for him. So I'm like, good, maybe something better will come. But I'm more so like the friend who I don't like when you break up because now I have to be a friend again.
You like keeping your space.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're going to start calling me every day. You want to go out every weekend. You want to travel together. Like, you know, stay in that relationship, bro.
I need some me time.
Yes.
What do you think?
So when I remember the one relationship I was in, and when we broke up, everybody was super relieved. And I don't think it's because like they got their single friend back. I think it was because he was a D-bag. And I'm like, where was this energy when we were together? Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't have listened to him anyway.
Don't you hate that when they tell you after the relationship, I knew he was bad for you. Yes. Well, it would have been real nice had you just said something, but you wouldn't have listened anyway, probably.
I mean, mm-hmm. I remember like being in my early and mid 20s, and we would just kind of like, there's some women who will, when they're in a relationship, it becomes all consuming. And then there are other women where they are able to have a better balance. And I was the all consuming one. I will own it. Like, I fell off the grid when I got a man. And now obviously I've learned how valuable your girlfriends are and that you need to maintain those relationships mm-hmm. just like you do your romantic mm-hmm. relationships.
For me, it was always like I was relieved because my dudes would be constantly hitting me up saying like how bad the relationship was, and I could feel how much pain they were in. So finally, when the relationship was over, I was relieved, not happy, but just kind of relieved. Like, I knew that you weren't going to have this stress every single day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so that's how I feel sometimes when they call me up and they're ragging on their boyfriend. I'm going to be their number one hater. And even more thrilled than your number one cheerleader when they end their relationship.
You're on The Burt Show.